I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver. I am Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save some money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, so I want to go back to this thing really quick because I don't want to, screw this up. So what I saw today, you have to understand, I only saw, just so you know, I said this before, I want to be clear. I only saw, I have not been delving into this story all day, you understand? So I knew I was coming in here tonight at midnight to do just 2 hours on the draft, after the draft, basically. So I didn't sit there all day today, hammering away at the Tyreek Hill situation in Kansas City. I knew last night, right, that they weren't charging him. We talked about this on the show. And I went crazy on this guy last night, not about getting rid of him on the team and everything else. I thought, this was all dedicated to the kid. I thought they should, both be charged, and I thought they should get the kid out of there. No matter what, he shouldn't even be allowed to be a parent. I don't care what anybody thinks. I really don't. So now what I've seen today, all I saw was the only thing that I saw today at all was, quote, you need to be terrified of me too, B, end quote, right? So when I saw that, and then when the guy called and said, hey, we got to get rid of this guy, I don't think that's strong enough to get rid of him, to be honest with you. That, audio of him saying that, that's, it's bad, it's, scary, right? Fair enough. But I don't think it's enough to get rid of him. What is enough to get rid of him is the rest of it. So I didn't see any of this. I don't know any of this after the you need to be terrified of me too, B. That's all I knew. So now that I've seen this Espinal, her notes and everything, the audio of daddy's the one who beats him, and that when the kid cries, Hill allegedly beats the kid, and that the son kept saying, daddy punches me when he starts crying. He makes him open up his arms, and then he punches him in the chest. And if he gets in trouble, you get the belt and beat him with that. Daddy did it, and he started crying, shut up, stop crying, and then he beats the kid. He kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. You grabbed him. Somehow he fell, one of the two. And then Hill said, I didn't do anything. And then she said, what do you do when the child is bad? You make him open up his arms and punch him in the chest. And then he said, you use a belt too. And I think all of this stuff that I'm seeing now, after the fact, that I never saw. And the police in is it Johnson County, right, that are not charging him and this woman with anything. They said that the office reviewed all the evidence, declined to file charges against Hill and Espinal. We're troubled by the situation. We believe a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in the case doesn't establish who committed the crime. But the audio repeatedly shows that it would appear to me that the kid is saying that the dad, that Hill, allegedly beats the kid, right? So they have suspended him from all football activities. He's suspended on the Chiefs, and it would appear to me that after I've seen all this and the audio, I didn't listen to the whole thing about him, beating the kid and punching him in the chest and beating him with the belt. They're going to get rid of him. Okay, so the moral of the story is, you're right, he's done. He's finished. I would think he's they're going to have him out of there by the end of the week, which would be tomorrow. He'll be done, right? Like, they already got rid of the one guy, right, Hunt? Because he kicked and punched the girl. And then, shoved her to the ground and everything. They got rid of him. Now they're going to get rid of this guy. So you can't deny Carver High. Those are the two with, obviously Mahomes, the MVP. And those two were they were the best three on the team, hands down. And Kelce, right? Is there anyone else better?
No, that's their offense. That was their offensive core.
So if you lose Hunt and you lose Hill, no matter what he did, if he's beaten children, whatever he's done, and you get rid of him, which is very likely now, what are you left with? You're left with Mahomes and Kelce, right?
Pretty much.
So you can't tell me that's not damaging that football team. That's as bad as losing Bell and Brown.
I mean, yeah. They're gonna,
it's the same thing.
There's a chance they're going to lose another one of them, depending on what they do about this.
And after you saw the rest of this story today, because that's the first time I've seen it tonight, like at 1 in the morning, that he did all this other stuff, he's doomed. He's doomed. Because I didn't think the other thing, are you with me on that? Did you think the other thing would get you cut? Saying that you should be terrified of me too, B, do you think that's good enough to cut him?
Probably not, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on with him right now, even before this other stuff.
Right.
That, there was a lot of things even before that, so everything's coming together here for him.
To lose his gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So he's doomed. So you're right. The guy in Kansas City, you're right. Your team's in it's in chaos right now because of this. That guy, but no one can deny he's how great he is. I mean, that guy's like the fastest player in the league, isn't he? And he just catches touchdown passes left and right every week. He's like the baddest dude. Is he not like, he and Antonio Brown are the two best receivers, aren't they? Like in terms of show off, showtime type performances, those two guys, they go off. Julio Jones doesn't even catch remotely the amount of touchdowns that this guy catches because they don't use him in the red zone. This guy catches touchdowns every week.
Right, he's catching 50, 70, 80-yard bombs.
But right.
Not anymore.
You think they're going to get rid of him, right?
They have to. I mean, especially the way that you got rid of Hunt so quickly, there's no way you can keep Hill if they can prove that this audio recording is him. And he's screwed in general. I mean, yeah, they might have not pressed charges yesterday. Doesn't mean they can't press charges now that they have this, because you know what they're going to do with this is they're going to go to her and say, listen, we have you on tape admitting that you lied to the cops and to the family services to protect him. So either you roll on him now or you're going to jail too and you're never seeing your kid. And they're going to get her to
roll. Why don't they do this?
Well, TMZ is reporting tonight that the cops actually went to his house tonight. TMZ is reporting that now.
If they can prove that this recording is them, which, first of all, how stupid are you that you're talking about this in public, that someone can record you on this, then they have no chance.
So, I mean, it goes on and on and on. You can see all this stuff. It's crazy. How funny is that, though? They got one story on Mahomes landing the Madden cover, and then the next story is on Hill threatening his fiance.
Maybe that's the Madden curse right there. Maybe Mahomes is going to escape it, but his team's going to pay instead.
Right. There you go. Alan in Pittsburgh on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, man.
I have a question for you. Do you think Tennessee Titans made a big mistake drafting Jeffrey Simmons because he has a torn ACL and he has off-field issues, they were saying?
Yeah, I don't know. You think that they made a bad choice is what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. They say he tore his ACL back in February, so he's going to be out for a while. And they said he had some red flags against some off-field issues.
Yeah, I don't know anything about his off-field issues. And obviously, they're not worried about it. I mean, they obviously drafted him, and I'm sure. So you're telling me that all the fans are upset with this pick?
Yeah, if I was reading about Tennessee, they were upset because they were saying about his issues and plus, you can't even play for a while
with his
ACL being tore.
Yeah, he's huge. 6'4", 300-pounder. I mean, the guy's enormous. He tore his ACL on his left knee, training for the draft in February. That you've made me aware of. So that's a problem. They obviously, it was during a workout. He's unlikely to do anything anytime soon. But everybody, and he also has had problems off the field with women. Apparently, he's had the domestic violence problems with his girlfriends in the past. They got video of him in high school hitting a woman. So he's had his own fair share. But, I mean, no. I think they're just kind of excited that the whole thing's happening in Nashville. I'm not even sure. Like, I think the whole thing's so overwhelming to them. Maybe they weren't thinking clearly when they brought in the guy that beats up his girlfriend with bad knees. Maybe the whole draft experience and the 150,000 people in the rain and everything threw them off their game. Maybe they weren't ready to make that pick and they made a mistake. Chase in Dallas on the ticket.
Hey, Terrell. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I think you're one of the greatest personalities on the radio.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm I'm a big Dallas fan, and I just wanted to see who you think they're going to pick tomorrow and maybe who they should pick.
I have no idea who they're going to pick. I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. Mafia, do you have any idea? Anybody have an idea what the Cowboys are going to draft tomorrow? I have no idea. All I know is they picked up Zeke's option. They need to get the deal done with Dak, and we'll find out what they do tomorrow. I can't predict all these teams' draft picks. I have no idea from the second round on. I thought it was a miracle that I got several of these first-round things to happen and fall into place for me. I have no idea after this point what's going to happen. Kevin in Houston.
Hey, Pharrell, how's it going?
What's happening?
So I'm just wondering, you think Brian Gain made a mistake by not reaching a little bit further for Andre Dillard? I mean, like, you knew they were going for that, and Eagles jumped him right off the bat. Like, you think they could have done a little bit more? It's a miracle he fell as far as he did. You think they could have got him?
Isn't that the kid that that played at Washington State?
Yeah. Andre Dillard, Washington State. They ended up picking up Tytus Howard instead, who's good and all, but you knew they were going Andre Dillard, and apparently so did the Eagles.
So what? You don't like Dillard with the Eagles?
No. Like, I'm a Texans fan, right, and we've all been rooting for Dillard, and we didn't think he was going to fall that far, and it was just so close to get snagged out from underneath us.
Well, what did you guys get? Oh, you got Tytus Howard, the kid from Alabama State, right?
Yeah. Like, you think that's a good backup? Because everyone here was rooting for Dillard. Do you think that's a good backup, or do you think Brian Gain made a mistake?
I don't think he made a mistake. I think they're the same kind of player, to be honest with you. The guy's a monster, 6'5", 320-plus. I don't think anyone's ever seen him play football at Alabama State. I know you've never heard of him. No one's ever heard of him. So I don't think anybody has any clue at all what they're talking about in Houston or anywhere else when it comes to some kid. I bet 90% of the people there have never even knew there was a football team called Alabama State, right? I mean, let's get real here. Justin in Charlotte.
Hey, man, how's it going? Hey. I wanted to know how you feel about the Panthers drafting Brian Burns from Florida State. Feel like we got a pretty good pass rusher that fell to us.
Yeah, I mean, I have not been excited about the Florida State football team the last few years.
Right.
They've just been terrible. So, I don't know. I mean, in terms of, you know, do I think they got a good player? I mean, that whole team's been such a disaster lately. I don't know if I'm, you know, jumping up and down about it. I'm not a I'm not a buyer, to be honest with you. But obviously they love him. 6'5", 250. You know, obviously they talk about how fast he is and, you know, this, that. They don't obviously have any kind of pass rush. They were 27th in sacks, so at least they, you know, handled their business and went at it. I mean, in terms of outside linebackers, he was ranked second, so they feel like they got a great player. You know, I haven't liked watching Florida State, anybody on that team the last couple of years. They've been terrible. John in Houston.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you tonight? Can I get an Irish car bomb, please?
Can we get him a car bomb? Everybody seems to like those in the Jager Schlager. Shake it. Here it is. Listen for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had the same concern as the guy prior to me about the Texans. I've never even heard of Alabama State. And I was just wondering, you know, what did you really think of that tackle? And I was also wondering, do you think there's a good quality running back that would help the Texans or another good corner or safety possibly?
Well, I mean, obviously, like I said, they got a guy that no one's ever heard of before, and they've never heard of the school before, so there's really no point in trying to figure it out, really, right? Let's just get it over with. No one's ever heard of him. No one's ever heard of the school. There's no reason to be excited about the draft pick. Let's see how they do tomorrow. You know, it'll be a brand new day. Maybe they could draft someone that played at a school someone's heard of. You know, maybe they'll draft a player that played at a high level, like on, you know, maybe national television once or twice. You know what I mean? Maybe a player someone's heard of them before. I'm not going to comment on people I've never heard of or the school or anything else. And anybody that does is just lying through their teeth. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so massive playoff action every night. PharrellOnTheBench.com is your source for picks and good ones. I gave you the Bruins and Blues tonight on PharrellOnTheBench.com and Pharrell on the Bets. I give you NBA, NHL, baseball, boxing, MMA, all the fights. Sign up today. The best picks, the best price in the business, the best results, hands down. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Hide the money from your wife. Episode 208 was today. 209 tomorrow of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, and Google Play every day. Check it out Tuesday through Sunday. Subscribe and follow me on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. A new episode of ILC Podcast is out. Is it out now?
Within the hour.
All right, there you go. So that'll preview the Islander-Kane series, which starts tomorrow. I wanted to mention the Jeremy Kahn. Can I give him some love tonight?
I think we should.
So he's the afternoon dude down on the Fan in Baltimore. Great station, 105.7, right? And so they did this 2019 sports radio draft. You ever heard of this thing before? It's this huge, this Jason Barrett media.
Yes.
So he's the one that does the rankings of the shows as well, where they rank all the best shows in the country and the best in, you know, big markets, small markets, mid-majors, you know, everything, right? They rank everything. And so then they do this, I guess, on the day of the NFL draft. I didn't know they did this, right? I had no idea, but apparently they do. And someone made it to my attention that I saw this thing today where they let all of these talents, right? So what they did was they went around the country to all these big shot hosts, right, that do radio. And they asked them to pick a show, right, that they would draft. Apparently to, what is that, like start a lineup or to do a radio show, the show that they would draft to, you know, build around, right, or something like that. Is that what it is?
Pretty much, yes.
So Jeremy Kahn, the great afternoon host at the Fan in Baltimore, gave us some love and picked Pharrell on the Bench as his choice. He picked Scott Pharrell, which was pretty cool. So major props and love to Jeremy Kahn down in Baltimore on the Fan 105.7. Appreciate it a lot, Jeremy. We've had Jeremy on the show a lot, and he chose us as one of the best shows in the country. And we appreciate that greatly. Very cool. We also, as you know, are on we made the top national list this year. Very exciting. After failing, we finished 21st 2 years in a row, and we're outed as horrible. We are horrible talent. And then we made the list as one of the top shows. And then now we've been further awarded yet more praise here by our colleagues and our peers have selected us. Very cool. Jeremy Kahn, thanks for selecting Pharrell on the Bench as one of the best shows in the country that you would draft as a centerpiece to your station. Thank you. We appreciate it greatly. I know Carver High and Mafia celebrated by drinking shots and beers for 3 hours. Very important. I think it's important to drink heavily when great things happen like that, when there's a celebratory mode going on. So, Carver High, tell me the story. Tomorrow, your team is playing after having a two-week hiatus.
Yeah.
They're taking on the Canes in game one, and then I'm assuming there's Sharks-Avs.
That is the late game tomorrow, yes.
So we got two games tomorrow, plus we've got, I believe,
Warriors-Clippers game six.
So it's just like tonight, one NBA game, two hockey games.
Correct. Islanders 10 days off. Hurricanes 44 hours off. So we'll see how that goes at the Barclays. I'm going to skip over there for the first period tomorrow night. I'm going to get here early, park the car in front, jump the subway over there, watch the first period, come back over here for Pharrell on the Bench.
Do you? So you're running the show tomorrow. He's not going to be here.
Correct.
So just do me a favor. Try not to have more than 12 beers at the game.
I'm not going to have any beers at the game.
Liar.
I'm going
did you see
there
my lips move
period?
When I said that? Because I did like a – that was like a the ventriloquist move there. I was
I'm
like,
actually
liar,
going more
liar,
for the
liar,
pregame stuff.
Liar.
A lot of ILC podcast
liar,
fans want to say hello.
Liar.
Go do that.
Liar. Can you see my lips moving, Jay? Liar. Liar.
Cannot.
Liar.
And we'll be back here plenty of time for tomorrow.
Liar. Can you see my lips moving? Liar. I've been trying to get on America's Got Talent as a ventriloquist. I actually I think it'd be cool if somebody did like a Rich Little thing and you could imitate. Wait, isn't Giannotti does all that, doesn't he? Is he the Rich Little of CBS? He does a lot of imitation. Does he do a Pharrell on the Bench imitation as well?
Got to tell you, I have not heard him do one.
Oh, he hasn't done Pharrell on
the Bench? I've heard him do. I don't know if he does. I personally have never heard him do it.
I see your girl there in Afternoon Drive. She nominated your boy, the Schmoozer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. The Schmoozer's out there. He's very upset about the Daniel Jones selection. He's been walking the hallways, cussing and yelling in Gettleman's name, cursing him out. Kurt in Phoenix. Kurt.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. Hey, can I get a Glenn Lev at 12-year?
Can we get him a 12-year, Glenn? Check out.
Thank you, sir. No, I'm just as angry as your guy pacing the halls for the Giants. Because how many times are the Cardinals going to do this? I think I called you guys back in the summer. We talked about how the Cardinals go 6-10 at best. And now we're drafting another quarterback again? Like, 2 years in a row? What is they going to do? Like, next year we're going to draft a tight end first round. Then the following year we're going to do a tight end again? Like, it's insane. Like,
yeah, listen, Kurt, you gotta think clearly here what they're trying to do. I don't believe it'll happen again. I think what's happened here is very unique. It's never happened. So number one has never gone the next year and traded it and then got the number one again, whatever. Obviously he wasn't the number one player selected, right? So he was their first round pick, right? So no one's ever gotten rid of a first round pick the next year. Traded him, whatever, got rid of him altogether to, draft another player of the same ilk, same position, and surprisingly number one overall. It was obvious to everyone for a very long time, and then everyone tried to play their BS where he's not going to go number one in the last 24 hours. Remember, his odds went dropping down into hell from, like, automatic he's going to Arizona. Then, this morning there was no way he was going there. And it's all a bunch of BS. Bottom line is, he's your quarterback, and they're getting rid of Josh Rosen. And if you don't like it, quit being a fan. There's a simple solution for you. You don't like the pick, you lose. Let me tell you something. Here's how it's going to work. He's going to be your quarterback. They're going to send him out there every single Sunday, right? And if you're not on board, they don't care. They really don't. They don't care what you think. This is reality check time, bro. They don't care what you think. They drafted him, and they're getting rid of Rosen. And if you don't like it, go root for the Raiders. Vegas isn't far. You know what I mean? Like, I've never heard anything. How about these people calling me up? Hey, what do you think of a kid from Alabama State? Like, some of the stuff I get every year when I do this is amazing to me. It really is. So here you go. I don't have a problem with it. It is what it is. What I have a problem with is they haven't dealt Rosen yet. What are they waiting for, to see how much they can screw that guy's head up?
I think tomorrow when you get into the second and third rounds and things like that, you could probably see some movement on that. I did see one story tonight that they would not have
a
problem.
That guy's going to hate them forever the rest of his life.
I saw one story tonight. They wouldn't have a problem if he was on the roster next year. They wouldn't mind that. Oh, yeah? You wouldn't mind it? When he becomes a problem, you'll mind it. That's for sure.
That guy's not going to be on that team any more than I am.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Carver High told me that Rome and I, the Pharrell on the Bench show, were the only shows that made it from here. And I was a little surprised of that, Carver High, as you know. Because if they would have asked me, because they asked all these hosts to vote, right? So they didn't ask me to vote. But as you know, I would have voted for every show here. Every show. On The Fan and on CBS Sports Radio.
No, I know that.
Company man, that's me. I would have voted for all the show hosts from here. Very strong lineup. So, very sad John Havlicek died, right? 79, he passed away today. Rest in peace, bro. Hondo, the man, right? Like, how 8 championships, right? 8 rings. Havlicek played at Ohio State with Bobby Knight. Remember? He played in Columbus. So right in the middle of the Bruins game tonight, they announced that. Obviously, that's how huge that guy is. Like, right in the middle of the hockey game, they announced. Can you imagine everyone in the Garden in Boston hearing that John Havlicek had died? It's like, your grandfather dying, right? Like, that guy's huge. You know what I mean? Like, Havlicek. These guys, like, every one of them, Bill Russell, Havlicek, all of them, Bird, Johnny Most, all these guys, you know what I mean? Like, they're all, like, just gargantuan. They're so huge. Even McHale, right? And these guys, they loved all of them. It goes on and on. I mean, the list of them, Kuzi, all of them, there's, you know, tons of them. But Havlicek dying, that's a showstopper right there in Boston. Sorry about that loss for everybody there. Your boy Lou Williams says that the Warriors erred in looking ahead. Carver, how do you think the Warriors will look ahead tomorrow night and lose that game at Staples, or will they win?
Yeah, I think they'll win tomorrow night. I mean, hey, I thought they were going to win last night, right, or whatever.
But do you ever see them losing two in a row?
No, I don't. I think that they have to be woken up a little bit by what happened at Oracle the other night and finish the job here.
They lost back-to-back home games for the first time since 2016 in the NBA Finals to the Cavs. What is this comment by Magic Johnson? The truth will come to light? The truth
Nobody
will always
knows.
Come
Very
to light.
Very mysterious.
Well, that's because that whole bit about him just wanting to have fun was a line of BS, because you know something, there's a reason why he left the Lakers. And it isn't because he wanted to have fun. The odds-on favorites now, is this true for the Stanley Cup, or the Bruins and Blues, and then they both go out and win tonight?
I believe so.
Are you buying that those two should be the favorites?
I think that the Bruins, out of the eight teams left, are probably the favorite to win.
Who had that? It was Coyle?
Charlie Coyle with the overtime.
He had the tying goal and
yes,
the winner.
He did.
NHL first-round playoff ratings are the highest in 7 years, the most watched on cable in 25 years.
They were good. They were exciting. Unpredictable.
The Leafs' Zach Hyman is going to miss the start of the season next year. He had an ACL blown out, apparently, in that series.
He played in the series.
George McPhee, the GM of the Knights, said the NHL has reached out to Vegas and apologized for the Eakin major call, so they admit that it was the wrong call. They literally have admitted it, but their sorry is fruitless.
Yeah, what does that do for them?
Nothing. That didn't get you a ham sandwich.
And they're not going to let the refs do the next series, right?
That's their punishment. Because they were so bad, those refs. They were so awful. Did I not tell you, like, when it happened, like, how many refs, how many guys do you have to have on the ice to get it right? They got four guys on the ice. They can't get it right. And Toronto can't get it right either. I mean, honestly, don't they have the eye in the sky in the NHL? Penguins assistant Jacques Martin is the top candidate for the Buffalo Sabres head coaching job. I just said that because we're on in Buffalo and in Pittsburgh. Jacob Rahm, is that his name, the reliever for the Mets? Did you see him throw it? Who was it, Haskins the other night?
Reese Hoskins.
So he threw it his head, right, in the ninth inning, up 9-0.
And then the next night, Hoskins hit a home run off of him. They face each other again.
Right, and the guy ran 34 seconds around a base on a home run.
When Bartolo Colon, Fat Bartolo, hit one a couple years ago, it took him 30 seconds. Rahm took 34
seconds.
Well,
I saw his trot around the base. It was really good. He was
staring him down.
He really took his time. Nevada sets a single-month sports betting handle record in March. Wasn't it supposed to go under Nevada after everyone else legalized sports betting? Nevada made history in March, setting the record, biggest handle ever. The state took in $596.8 million in sports bets last month, breaking the record set 4 months ago. The handle was up $75 million as compared to last year, but the net profits were actually down because the sportsbook win percentage dropped to 5.4% compared to 6.5%, according to the Gaming Control Board. The March handle was boosted by March Madness as bets on the basketball totaled almost $500 million, which was also an all-time high. Sounds like they're doing just fine in Nevada in the sportsbooks. LSU and Coach Wade agreed to a deal that's amended. He had to forfeit his $250,000 performance bonus for this past season. He also agreed not to sue the university if he's fired with cause. And there's all kinds of new stipulations. An amended deal that includes a stipulation that allows the university to fire him with cause if he's found to have committed a level one or two violation. We all know what happened this last year. I'm surprised the guy still has his job. Triple G splits with his longtime trainer, Abel Sanchez. That was a little surprising to me. And former Penn State president Graham Spanier asked a federal magistrate judge today to overturn his child endangerment conviction with less than a week left before he's scheduled to start serving a two-month sentence. So he's got a two-month prison sentence for all of the stuff that happened at Penn State. Is that correct? This is all the stuff under Sandusky?
Correct.
And this guy wants to not go to jail for 2 months. He wants to overturn his child endangerment conviction. Did he not? Was he not in charge when all this happened? Just go to jail for 2 months, dude, and suck it up. I mean, honestly, right? Can you imagine this guy doesn't want to go to jail? So he's like begging a judge to reverse the decision. Meanwhile, he was in charge when all the kids were getting raped. Please. I mean, someone stop this guy. Mary in Virginia. What's up, Mary Ellen?
Hey, can I get a Guinness and say rest in peace, John Havlicek? He was one of my favorites.
I think everyone liked John Havlicek.
He was great. Hondo. He was one of the great ones.
No doubt.
He will be missed. Redskins had a pretty sweet night on both sides of the ball.
I think so. They, they have to be excited about both Haskins and Sweat, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Sweat's ready to go now, that he'll start, boom, and Haskins, he's got a huge arm. That's all we know. I don't think it's really, frankly, that hard to win at Ohio State.
No.
When you're, I think my dog could play quarterback there and win 11 games. Seriously, it's just.
50 touchdowns and only 8 interceptions.
I mean, honestly, they're so talented and so deep in talent and so stacked. I mean, it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Do they have any problem winning football games ever? Literally, it doesn't, in my opinion, it does not matter who the quarterback is. They could throw anyone out there, and I guarantee you they'd find success. Really, what quarterback at Ohio State doesn't do well? Seriously. R.J. Barrett, they all end up going pro. They all end up rock stars. You play quarterback at Ohio State, you're a rock star. That's it. So everyone's just automatically thinks this guy's going to be a rock star in the NFL. Time will tell. I will say this. I'm excited for them. I think they got a great potential in this guy, and it is what it is. And I hopefully he'll pan out for you. No one else seems to. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback in a while that mattered?
No.
So when's the last time they had a really good quarterback?
2012, when RG3 was a flash in the pan for a year.
Before he got destroyed, I'll give you that. Fair enough.
So 7 years ago?
I just wanted to say, Mary Ellen, congrats on your draft. I just wanted to say when the kid Murray got drafted, did you notice the crowd? It would appear to me that they had one of the Arizona Cardinal cheerleaders with the all the drunks. So they were all partying, and they had like a cheerleader there. Did you see her? She was looking fantastic. It was a great idea of the team to put the cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders out there.
Put them out there.
Pouring tonight just, in Nashville, too.
Listen, just with the full outfit on and everything, they had the whole deal going.
Classic Mike Mayock line here tonight with the Raiders draft. Obviously, as you know, they're going to Las Vegas next year.
Right. I thought they had a really good draft, to be honest with you.
Quote, for the record, we asked 112 kids if they'd be okay on the Las Vegas Strip, or is it going to be a problem? All 112 of them said, no, coach, it's going to be fine. We didn't find one guy that admitted Las Vegas would be an issue, so they all lied to us. That was Mayock's line tonight. You know, he's probably right.
What's true?
112 kids, every single one of them said that the Strip wasn't going to be a problem for them?
I think that Las Vegas is a very tempting place to do many things. There's all kinds of things that can happen there, one of which is, let's be clear, every time when I'm at, like, wherever, MGM or wherever, it doesn't matter where I am. What were we there, 5 minutes and we saw 100 hookers? Yeah. Right in the lobby. I mean, right at, no matter where you are, at the bar, the lobby, the food court, it's just loaded with prostitutes, is it not? I mean, they're everywhere. And I'm talking smoking hot ones, too. Like, that'll just destroy your life and family. I mean, just you're just homewrecker city. Everything can happen in Las Vegas, believe me. Brian in San Diego.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, between you and Dan Celio, you guys are the only ones that keep it real. But, hey, I'm a real lifelong Cardinals fan, and I'm pumped about the Murray pick. I don't have any bad feelings about it, but hey, why can't we just let them compete? I mean, why not keep Rosen, just see what happens, at least through the preseason? And then, because we're going to get garbage for him anyway. So Why not just let them compete and see?
Yeah, it's just not, Brian, it's just not, I don't believe it's going to happen that way. It's just not going to work out. There's no way you can, in my view, have a number one and bring him in there and then let him play the whole season and lose every game but three. And then the very next year, literally, not the same year, just a new draft, not even a year. And then the draft happens and you draft the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback from Oklahoma. And basically, Cliff Kingsbury looks you in the eye and says, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna draft this kid, and we're going to screw you over, okay? You're done playing here, but then you're going to back up this kid. Good luck. That kid, he's going to end up in a rubber room if they do that to him.
Not only that, there's another layer to it, too. Brian was saying, let them compete, you know, in training camp. Let's say they did do that, and Josh Rosen beats out Kyler Murray. What are you doing, Kyler Murray, then? You just took him first overall.
You're going to sit him on the bench?
You're going to sit him on the bench, then? How's that going to work out for you?
With his fat new contract.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to run and play baseball. Yeah, that's what he's going to go do. And you wasted the number one overall pick.
There you go. All right, so what happens tomorrow night? Do the Islanders win or lose to the Canes?
I don't know. Columbus had a week and a half off, and they lost tonight in Boston, so anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So they had a week and a half off, but they didn't win.
Right, Boston came out and beat him the first game. Boston played seven games with the Leafs.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We got two games tomorrow night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we got that Warriors-Clippers game. I'll see you guys at 10 p.m. East normal time tomorrow night. For Carver, I am Avi. I'm Ferrell. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.